Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome everybody. I was short of words here. It's been a little while, and
hello. Can you hear me? Okay, it's gone very quiet on my end. I can't tell if we're still being broadcast. I think we are, and I cannot hear my co-host, Mr. Kimball. I don't even know if the listeners can hear me. Okay. Hello? UK calling? Hello, can you hear me? I cannot hear you, Mr. Kimball. What? On a radio show. Okay.
Okay, check. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing.
Okay, I hear you. Can you hear me?
You do hear me now, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Now I do.
Okay, you hear me? You hear me now? All right, but I want to say hello and tell me if you hear me. Okay, hold on a minute.
Okay.
But you hear me now. You do hear this. Hello.
I hear you saying that, yes. But there was silence.
Didn't you just hear me when we just checked on to the show? You heard me fine, right?
Before the show started, yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird?
Yeah. What is going on?
I don't know. I don't know what the problem is. I'm on the phone. I dialed in.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I don't know what happened. I really can't figure it out. All right, let's start again. Let's just do it again because I'll pick up from here.
Okay.
The podcast, and I'll just be on my phone here. I don't know what the I don't know what the deal is because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know. All right, let's do this.
Okay.
Ready? Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Right after the introduction, being an alien, stop. Okay, boom. Hey, folks, welcome back. Let's do it again. 3.
Oh, we're both easing into this.
I am at a loss for words out of all people. 3, 2, 1. Here we go. Hey, folks, how you doing? Great to be back again. This is Andy Kimball, and we have Amanda Love on the line as well on the show in the UK. I'm in the USA. Amanda's in the UK, making us the only live show in the world that connects two countries together for a radio show. And you can join the show by dialing 515-605-9888. Email the show, andy@amandashow@gmail.com. Let us know you want to join, and we'll figure out how to get you on. Anyway, Amanda, how you doing there? It's been a couple of weeks.
I'm good.
I think it's been.
It's almost like you, my darling. This is.
Yeah, I'm like. Yeah.
It's interesting.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, it's. We're back, you know, and I'm just kind of getting this back in the swing of things and learning, looking at the board and all the audio and everything we got going on in the show here and figure out, this looks familiar. I don't think we've ever had such a long break before. We've never been away from the show this long since we started the show.
Yeah, I think we only had like a week at a time maximum. And this is 2 weeks now.
We get like a winter week and usually first week in August or something like that week, but this has been a couple of weeks here.
You've had an exciting time away in your 2 weeks. It's just incredible.
yeah, and they did say that
you know, if we took a, if we took a extended break on the show, that
there'll be riots
in
the streets.
Oh,
that's what they said. Yeah.
Well, they were kind of right. I went out with my, my little picket board. I was the only one there. Bring back the hell! But hey.
Oh my.
Yes,
so it's been. I've been. Oh, we have a. We have joining us. Let me see if I hit this. I don't know how to do this. I remember. Here we go. Is hello.
We're back. How are you?
Who?
We're back, and the numbers are looking awesome.
Oh,
Amanda.
Yes,
we paid him to say that. We paid him to say that. Yes. Hey.
Yes. Yes. Definitely, man. How you been, man?
Good. We've just been tongue-tied.
Long vacation,
show, like...
guys. Long vacation. I didn't even think we was coming back.
Yeah. I kind of got used to it.
Yeah. Andy, you doing your artwork, and Andy traveling all over the place, and I'm going crazy over here. But it's only on the Andy
Oh.
Definitely. Welcome back, guys. Oh, my gosh. It's been a long break.
Man.
Yeah, we are. How have you been, Cornell? Cornell had a – he doesn't mind me announcing this, but Cornell had a was away on vacation as well and came back to a flood.
Yes.
I'm hearing an echo. Somebody's got – Cornell, do you have speakers on in the back there?
Not really. I'm in my do you hear echo now?
Oh, are you in your man cave?
Yeah.
Oh,
sweat.
Excellent.
Watch out, Doc.
Yes.
Oh. Oh my goodness. Yeah, wow, that was crazy. What happened?
That's
darling?
Crazy, man. But let me tell you about Savannah.
Yeah.
I had a great time in Savannah, Georgia. It was very hot in Savannah, Georgia.
Wow. Mm.
This food was excellent, man. The food was excellent.
Really?
My wife, mother cooked some southern food, real southern food. I had some oxtails, I had some fried chicken. I had all that good stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I was so jealous when I saw the pictures. I was like, my
I know, I was jealous.
How is that possible?
I'm eating oxtails. Amanda is doing new work on YouTube, and Andy is all over the place. Every beach, every concert, everywhere touring. We had a great time.
Yeah,
great time. And for the first time ever, and I'm producing an episode. I'll talk about this in a second. For the first time, I actually got to meet one of our show live guests who comes on the show. It's been a few times. I've never met a guest that we've had on the show. And over the Festival. We never met. Oh, my God. Well, I didn't think of that. You're right. We've never met. But I got to meet Speech from Arrested Development, who did just such an amazing, incredible job at the Philadelphia Folk Festival. This guy is so talented and so in command and sings so well and has an amazing band, an amazing presentation, just incredible. He was amazing, and we got together after his show, and of course Speech has been on, you know, Arrested Development, been on the show a couple of times, and we talked, and you know, he's been a good friend of the show, and to meet him after seeing him live was like, oh my God, he was you know, just amazing. We had thousands of people there at the Philly Folk Festival, and Speech just lit it up, man. Saturday night, they just ate it up. He was amazing. Amazing.
Whoa.
Yeah, really was pretty incredible.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Andy, I seen him live one time 5 years ago at World Calf.
Ooh.
And, it's amazing how I'm looking at these guys perform. They band is incredible. The band is like on point. Whoever would think that he'll be on the Andy and Amanda show? I was like, yo, dude.
That was,
and back then, I couldn't even get near him. His bodyguards and nothing like, you know, all those guys, I couldn't even get near him. I'm just a person in a fan just watching him. Like I said, whoever think they will be on our show to become good friends.
I was incredible. I was backstage for a bit and saw him come off the stage. And, of course, there's tons of people want to meet him and say hi and all that stuff. And as soon as I saw him and said, he just came over. We did this big bear hug, man. He recorded a great intro for our show, which unfortunately my phone wasn't set up properly. I didn't get it. So we're going to have to redo that again over the phone. We will. But we hung out and we got some pictures together. And it was just wonderful. And we just bonded. It was like it was two musicians. He's been a friend of the show. And not only is he an incredibly talented musician and singer and band leader, but just a terrific human being, just an amazingly giving, compassionate person, just fabulous.
Oh, yeah,
really.
All the way.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah. And what I was talking about before is I have a lot of video that I'm converting just the audio tracks from his performance at the Philadelphia Folk Festival that we're going to be playing on the show later in the week. I might even make a dedicated show and just play, a live Arrested Development concert, which he gave me the okay to do on our show.
Yes,
so,
and he said it's an honor. He said, thank you very much. It's an honor.
Just for him to spend time with me after his concert, which is again amazing. It was an honor. And folks, if you hadn't heard Arrested Development, look up the recording, Spotify, YouTube. They've been around 30 years now, I believe. Incredible. And I know Ishii's not with them now, but they had some she was also on our show, I think, before Speech was. She was a former member of the band, and the women who he has with him singing and dancing are also pretty darn incredible. I didn't get their names, but maybe we'll have them on the show down the road as well. But all I can say is fantastic. And I can tell you who else is great. You ready for this? Who else I never heard of? And he was amazing, was a guy by the name of Michael Franti.
Yeah.
Ever hear of Michael Franti? Holy crap, was he great. Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God. They set stages up in the middle of the audience, and he left the stage, went down into the audience, got up on these little stages, brought people up, danced with them, brought kids up on stage, told people with families and kids, everybody come up front, families and kids, brought all these kids on stage with them. This guy had so much love. He was just amazing. I never heard of him. And part of me couldn't quite figure out. I played the Philly Folk Festival and also been to the Philly Folk Festival a number of times, 35 years now. And the show just celebrated its 60th anniversary, right? And normally a folk festival is a folk music, singer-songwriter, blues, Celtic, bluegrass, and so forth, sea shanties, stories, acoustic guitar players, fiddle players, banjos. You get the idea, right? When you see Michael Franti in Arrested Development on the bill at the Philadelphia Folk Festival, it was kind of like, what? Huh? What?
Yeah.
You almost think we should change the name to the Philadelphia Music Festival or something. But
definitely.
I got to tell you, the people who attended, the people who were there, who were fortunate enough to be there to see this lineup, and also I've got some other interviews with some guests that were at the show. Talus is a three-member band from Scotland. You got to look them up. Talus, holy crap! They just rocked the place with what do you call that mini accordion type thing? Mandy, what do you call a little mini accordion? It's like an Irish Scottish little thing. You pump it back and forth. It's got like a little round. It's round. Why can't I think of the name?
Oh yeah, it's definitely an accordion, but I don't know its specific title. But they are incredible instruments. I absolutely love them.
Yeah, a fiddle player and a guitar player. The three of them just were from Scotland. They were incredible. I'm going to be doing some music highlights on the show, and also going to be getting some interviews with these folks from Scotland. We arranged how they're going to hook it up on the internet. So we have a lot of fun stuff coming up. We're going to get a lot of interviews. Mr. Tom Rush, I don't know if any of our listeners know who Tom Rush is, many of you might not, but just absolute staple in the folk singer-songwriter community. He goes way back in this early 70s. Incredible singer-songwriter. We're going to get Tom Rush on the show. Also, later on in the month of September, we have Jamie Raskin coming on the show, and I've been in touch with his office.
Oh, yeah.
We have Vince Cuomo coming on the show. We're going to get Kretzinger, I think, is a Republican representative who voted to impeach, to convict the former president on grounds of inciting an insurrection. And he's a Republican, which is fine. You know, fine, great. You know, there's a lot of very you know, good men and women who are both Democrats and Republicans who also at the same time have a lot of integrity. And I don't care what initial you put after the name R or D in the United States, you know, integrity means a whole lot. Integrity means a lot. We might not agree philosophically with what they have to say or their platforms or ideologies, but at least you can have intelligent conversations that can compare and contrast various scenarios just to see how one might play out, what has played out, using various models and so forth to support your conversation. But when you get some of these folks who are promoting lies and divisionism and racism within our community, we have no tolerance for them whatsoever. And, of course, the former president being part of that group that we have no tolerance for.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Speaking of which, do you know you know, we all know by this time, I'm sure just about everybody in the world knows that the former president, number 45, Trump, took over 184 documents with him, many of which were labeled not only top secret, but also classified top secret. I'm hearing an echo. Somebody's got speakers on back there who I'm talking, and then there's an echo feed.
I'm not sure. I've got my my headset.
No, it's not your headset. Cornell, do you have a speaker? Are you listening on a speaker of some sort?
Huh?
Yeah, I think you are. Are you listening to a... what? Huh?
I love the way you guys are so innocent.
Say what?
Play it again, Sharon.
Say what?
It's like if one person's voice I hate to hear is my own. Anyway, you know what I'm saying? No respect
right.
at all, even from me. I don't give myself respect. So Trump's home in Mar-a-Lago residence was raided by the FBI because he removed dozens of cartons of material labeled top secret and classified from the White House, which is supposed to be directed to the National Archives, to his private residence in West Palm Beach, Florida, Mar-a-Lago. And many of these documents contained positions of our intelligence around the world, nuclear positions, and a lot of top secret classified information, which you would never want to get to the hands of spies or intelligence from other countries. And he had this sitting in the hallway, in the basement, different places throughout Mar-a-Lago, just out there. And the National Archives asked for it. He gave some of it, not all of it. He asked again. He didn't return it. They knew he had it. He still wouldn't give it back. He said, "It's mine, not yours." And the FBI said, "No, it is ours. We're coming to get it." And they did. And I don't know if you remember Giuliani. Do you remember? Oh, I don't know what happened to Rudy Giuliani. Man, this is interesting. He, after 9/11, was a hero. The way he responded to 9/11, to that incredible catastrophe, at the horrible event of 9/11, he was, you know, given the name America's Mayor. You know, he even returned a $10 million check to a prince of Saudi Arabia because, you know, he gained a tremendous amount of support and respect around the world.
He was the face of New York.
I got to tell you, put 9/11 aside, this guy did more for the city of New York when he was mayor than I think anybody else has. He cleaned that city up. So, you know, the 42nd Street, Times Square area was a seedy mess when he came in, and when he left, it was clean and vibrant and bustling and great. And, you know, he did so much for New York. I mean, he was fantastic. Republican, you know, it doesn't matter what his party was. He was incredible. And somehow he got brainwashed and I don't know, somehow talked into supporting Donald Trump and his lies and promoting Donald Trump's lies, knowing that they were lies.
Yeah.
And I'm still hearing feedback. Hello, hello.
Me too. I'm hearing it too.
Ooh, yeah.
I got to try something for a second here.
Okay.
We might be able to hold on 1 minute. Hello, hello.
Ooh.
All right, hold on one thing. Hold on a second. Hold on. Let's try this. Hold on.
Okay. I'm bracing myself.
Okay, now we're going to go like this and try hello, hello.
Oh.
Hello.
That's
okay.
Better.
Yeah, I put Cornell on mute. Okay. Cornell, I put you
like,
on mute. And,
I thought I was the static. He got rid of me like I was the static. He's like, okay, we here, Uncle. Let's get rid of Cornell. And I was in the background like, Andy, you got rid of me. He's muted. That's funny. Like, what happened?
Well, the feedback is coming from hearing your speakers. It's coming back over the show again.
Me?
Somehow. Yeah.
I don't have those speakers.
That explains it. All right. I don't know what.
Only on the Andy Mander show.
Yes, only.
Only on the Andy Mander show. Only on the Andy Mander show. But anyway, so what was I saying?
I don't even have a radio now.
Oh.
I was saying,
give this man a beer.
Yes.
Yes, I agree. Can I have one too? That'd be
a good one.
Yes, of course.
Kona. Oh, yes.
I had a question.
Yes.
I had a question. What was the question?
I'll answer the question.
Well, actually, you were talking about Giuliani.
Yes, thank you.
He was a great guy that, you know, set up 42nd Street and made Times Square look beautiful.
Mm.
Yes. This ain't reality TV.
Yes, it is.
What?
And people want to download this shit? No, I'm just joking.
Ooh.
People love us.
We could have a guest trying to call in any moment.
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I'm
wow.
waiting for that specific moment where our wonderful co-host Andy says that this person's in a unique part of the world. I don't know where this person's going to be today. This could be interesting.
Really?
Mm.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Tell me the secret.
Excellent.
Do you remember the Hillary Clinton had a server in her basement and there's a bunch of emails missing and Trump said never, you know, it was all on during his campaign, talked about the importance of confidential top secret documents and blah, 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 and Hillary Clinton, lock her up, and the convention's yelling, lock her up. That didn't hold a candle. And also the folks that she shared emails with were also other people who had classified and top secret clearances. Anyway, putting that aside, that didn't hold a candle to what Donald Trump is going to be indicted for, and he will be indicted. You watch. It's coming. It's happening. It's going to happen.
Yes, getting serious. Very, very serious.
Yes. So Lindsey Graham, and you know, I don't have these audio clips queued up. I think maybe later in the week or like I'll be able to queue up some of this stuff. But Lindsey Graham, the day after the January 6th insurrection, said, I've had enough. You know, he's not on board anymore. He's had all he can take, and he's out of, you know, he just, enough is enough.
Yeah.
And now what's Lindsey Graham say? Now what does Lindsey Graham say?
If there's a prosecution of Donald Trump for mishandling classified information.
Oh.
Wow.
Wow.
Oh.
Well, he said more than that. He said more than that.
Andy said, Amanda said, oh, and I said, wow. That sounded like a song. Oh, wow. We are so phony. I'm just joking.
Oh, you know, that would be so hilarious for me to try and make a song out of all of our voices doing funny noises, like, on the show, and just, like, remixing
it. He went on to say, after the Clinton debacle with the emails, there'll be riots in the streets. And what that says is, okay, Trump, the Proud Boys, all you guys, if Trump's indicted, Graham said there'll be riots in the streets, let's make it so. You know, is that an invitation for violence? I don't know. Some of these people, you just got a question.
Yeah.
We have, as you said, Amanda, we have, I'm trying to get this caller on board here. This is a somebody who's at the Kennedy Space Center.
Really?
Who's going to ride up,
excellent.
Yeah, with the, yeah, we're supposed to ride up to the moon with the Artemis mission that got scrubbed this morning, but she's
yeah.
in the rocket now. And was on the way
she
back from Cape Canaveral. Yeah, she was. They replaced. They were supposed to send up mannequins, and this incredible, brave astronaut wannabe said, "I'll go," and they put her.
Yeah. Good luck.
And she was going to go orbit the moon. She was going to orbit the moon, and then go 40,000 miles beyond the moon, and then return safely to Earth. And you got to hand it to us.
Well, hopefully it don't happen.
But she's on her way back
60s.
Now. I think they scrubbed the launch because of the, I don't know, maybe because they did take out the mannequin. I don't know. Let's see what the deal is. We'll ask her here.
Where's she at?
Hello, here she goes. Hello, Earth. This is Earth. This is Earth.
Hello.
The moon. Hello.
Oh,
hello.
Hello.
Oh, my gosh. You made it back.
I hear you. Wow.
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
we
can.
Lisa.
So you were headed to,
wait
you were headed to the moon. Okay.
It's getting noisy here. They're sawing off the edges.
Oh, shit.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
You were headed to the moon this morning. What happened?
I don't know. I just had to turn the engines off for a second because I couldn't hear you.
Yeah, sometimes that V8 don't kick in that good, do it?
No. Wait, V8, they made me something like
that. Lisa, you'll make history. The only person that went up in space with a Cadillac.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yes.
Houston, we have a problem.
I got to say, that was very brave of you to go to NASA like that. I was going to say Nassau, but Nassau is an island, right? Nassau is the island. Very brave of you to NASA.
Well, I figured my schedule was clear this week, you know, so I figured I'd stand in, you know.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
I heard that they offered you the mannequins as a kind of a gift so that you can model your clothes without going into the wardrobe and stuff, and which is wonderful of them.
Houston, we have a problem.
Yeah, I think I'd rather be the mannequin.
Oh, the movie Mannequin. I got to see that again. Oh, I love that movie.
So,
sorry.
Lisa,
hey guys,
they
trying
to make
you
a crash dummy? What the fuck?
How you guys
crazy.
Doing?
We doing great.
Yeah, we're good.
How you doing, Cornell? You made it back?
I made it back from Savannah, Georgia. It was so
hot
out
there. Next
time
you're in Savannah, you need to let me know that, because I'll drive down there and see you.
Awesome.
On the way to Cape Canaveral, she could have stopped by.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
On my way down to Cape Canaveral, I could have just swung back over there and seen you.
Yeah. That would have been amazing.
I could have parachuted out right down there at the Forsyth Park, and you could have come
and
picked me up.
All that on a scooter? Thank you. I really appreciate it. Lisa, next time I definitely will get in contact with you. It was so hot out there, it didn't make any sense. Even a fruit wasn't blossoming.
Oh,
I don't
really?
Like going in July or August. It's too freaking hot.
Oh,
it was too hot.
What was, like, the average temperature there? Because I know it's been hot in Philly, and it kind of... I don't know.
Yeah, actually, the average temperature in Savannah, Georgia was stay in and keep the air conditioner on. That was the average temperature.
Whoa.
90 plus, unless you're in the shade, and then it might be 88. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah,
wow.
And the thing about it, I was wondering why a lot of people wasn't going out to dinner or sitting outside. They said a lot of people from Savannah don't come out until the sun go down. And well, I was like, well, why the hell am I out here?
Wait a minute. Who says that? Who says that?
He's full of shit.
Family members. They was like, you should have seen River, is that Riverside or River? River Street. It was like, blank out there. It's at nighttime. Then River Street. you know, it's real nice, man. It's real
nice. That's when you sit in the pub and you have a beer and you don't come outside.
Definitely.
That sounds like my kind of evening.
There you go.
Yeah.
You stay inside and partake in the alcoholic beverages.
Actually,
yes.
It's probably like a British thing, but
yeah, once that heat hits you, you'll start throwing up.
Well, you don't go outside till after 9:30. Then you might be all right.
Oh, gosh, man. It's amazing. And where my wife's family stay at is like 5 to 10 minutes from Riverside.
Oh.
River Street. I'm sorry. I keep saying Riverside. What the fuck?
Yeah. Are you in California or are you in Nevada?
I think I'm in California.
Andy must have left us. What happened to Andy?
I'm here.
He got back on the space shuttle. He said these guys.
Yeah,
for this coming week, you are not going to initiate.
Yes.
Oh. Okay.
Oh my God! Too funny.
So Andy, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
Was it hot in Philadelphia while I was in Savannah?
Yes, it was. It wasn't so much the temperature, which was, you know, not that much warmer than California, but the humidity and the environment, the air is. I'll tell you, I'm born and raised East Coast. After being in California for as long as I have, you go back to East Coast, man, I had an issue with the heat and humidity there, man. I got to tell you, not comfortable at all. Not comfortable at all.
Oh. Man, tell us about the Folk Fest, being in the audience and backstage. I mean, tell us how it's like. Was it like Live Aid? You know, everybody
it
outside.
Was like,
you know,
it was more like it was
a
like
new political regime is planned.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was like that.
Nowhere to wash up. Nowhere to go to the bathroom.
It was Johnny. What do you call porta potty things? You know,
Porta John. There you go.
Yeah.
Porta potties. Yeah. I used to sing to the people. We had a little band we had a couple years at the Folk Fest where people would go into the porta potties and we'd form a group and we'd stand outside the porta potty and sing to them.
Really?
Mm-hmm. we called ourselves the Porta Lettones.
So that's why they got a union now, right?
we specifically sang the Petula Clark song Downtown. Downtown, you know. Yeah.
Oh my God, that's a blast from the past.
And then some people would come out of the porta potties and, you know, they'd open the door and like start singing with us and things. It was pretty fun. And this band started with just a few of us, and it lasted a pretty long time. And by the time, you know, an hour or so went by, we had stand-up bass and washboard tubs and violins and banjos and fiddles and guitars. And we had a huge, there must have been 15, 20 of us just going around from one porta potty to another.
Wow, y'all became the Rolling Stones.
Wow.
Get it, Rolling Stones.
It was a good. I liked it. It was good, and we should be doing it some more. We really should. Be
we are executing on our plan.
Yeah, we
yes.
are. We are.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Amanda, how was your vacation? What did you do?
Well, I have been busy preparing and cleansing the home and starting new projects. So, yeah, I'm trying to delve into the world of YouTube as a background kind of thing while I'm kind of juggling everything else. But it's nice because I've been getting back into the flow of doing some music again, and this time it's been more of kind of classical kind of sense. So
it's
I'm
so
really
cool.
Going with some ideas. Yeah.
It's
you know,
cool
this takes years and years and years.
Yes.
And it made it a couple of weeks. You know, it's incredible. Yeah.
Oh.
Amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amazing.
How about you, Lisa? Mm-hmm. How's your vacation? How you know, traveling and everything?
Good. I went to Nag's Head, I told you, Outer Banks, North Carolina for a week.
Yeah.
So that was cool. It was great. Got to see Cape Hatteras, the lighthouse out there.
Wow. Mm.
Yeah.
Oh,
lighthouse. Beautiful out there.
Stunning,
I've been trying to get my hands on some crawfish. I want to try that so bad.
You never had
crawfish?
Republicans love
never.
It.
Never.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I guess, oh, my gosh. I don't want to say it on air.
Savannah when you were there.
I know, but it's like people, it's like you can't find it. It's, you know, you want that home cooking when they take it out the pot and look like roaches and eat it.
Well, I'm a big fan.
Need to go to Louisiana for that.
Oh, my gosh. Anybody on the air ever taste crawfish?
No.
I've tasted crawfish. I went down to Louisiana to visit a friend down there in the bayou. Wow, Southwest Louisiana, real down on the Delta down there.
Yes.
And they had a fish fry down there. We got crawfish. You got to go in March or April, like February, March. That's when it's crawfish season. Her uncle had some pots out there in the area where you get them, and got a bunch of them. And then we had a fish broil. It was really great.
We're going to do very well. We've done a great job. Wow.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking
Andy, you ever taste crawfish?
That kind of food.
No, I haven't.
I'm not really a seafood person. I mean, I do like certain type of fish, but I'm not really a seafood
person.
They're
like mini lobsters is what they are, really.
Oh.
That's what I think of.
Really?
Okay.
But Cornell, you know, you got to cut the head off and you got to suck the head out. Do you know that?
Really? What he did was fantastic.
That's some interesting foreplay.
You think you
can
handle
that?
I don't think I can handle that. I'm not sucking nobody.
My friend told me that, and I said, no thank you.
Nothing against whoever want to do it. I'm not doing it.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
hysterical.
Interesting.
Yeah, I love New Orleans food. I love gumbo and hurricane. Do you have hurricane? The hurricane drink?
Oh, I had that.
Yeah,
before.
You have one of those and you're out for the night. That's it.
Oh yeah.
They put it in that big glass. It's like what, 50 ounces?
I don't know.
You drink one of those. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's all you need.
I think you really believe me.
Yeah.
Actually, when that came on, I jumped. I thought it was a crawfish coming out my phone.
Raving lunatic.
Jump my ass off. I'm like, oh, shit.
Wow. Hey, there's this YouTuber from North Carolina, and he goes by the name of Mr. Beast. And I don't know if you've ever heard of him. I mean, he's huge all over YouTube. He does so many wonderful things for charities and helping people out, and he's got over 100 million subscribers. I was stunned.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
wow,
100 million subscribers. I was like, wow, that's gonna be one of the biggest I've ever known on YouTube.
I've never heard of that. They get paid royalties.
He's in Australia. You say he's in Australia?
No, North Carolina.
Oh,
that was designed to destroy the United States.
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you get 100
Be nice, Andy.
Followers?
Be nice.
That's more than Beyonce.
I tell you what, I kid you not, each video that he puts up easily and like within an hour or something gets millions of views. He just does something so unique each time he puts a video up that other YouTubers try to follow suit. He's kind of been like a trendsetter in that sense, just doing all these crazy and amazing things to help people. It's always about helping people, give money away, win money, building homes for the homeless, you name it, he does it.
That is
he's
so
absolutely
nice.
Incredible. Yeah, he's a legend. I recommend everybody check him out. And the tons of people listening to this will know who he is.
Doing it for people. Mm. I love, you know, paying homage or giving to people, you know.
Yeah. And you know
humanitarian
what? For a long time,
style.
He didn't take a salary. He was literally, any money that he made from YouTube, they put it straight back into videos. He almost went broke doing it. He was spending millions on making YouTube content.
That is
so he could
amazing.
Provide
can
that.
You imagine if we didn't get hit by this freak, this total freak?
Yeah,
that's
sure
amazing. He's building houses and he's doing all this stuff for people, and I can't even get $10 from Andy. And that's crazy.
Dude, I like cucumbers. I'm the only one. I like
cucumbers. Can I borrow $10? He hangs up on me.
Oh.
At least write it out. Draw it.
Yeah.
Man.
I've been, so out of touch with what's been going on in the world. I literally distanced myself away from all the crap and stuff that was going on in the news. It's getting so just tedious now, isn't it? All I'm hearing here in the UK is about our energy costs. That's all I'm hearing everywhere.
Mm.
People are talking to me about it, my family and friends. It's like, what are we going to do when the winter comes? You know, the government's advising everybody, even for people's children, to just wear extra layers, keep them dressed in extra layers so that you can save on energy costs. It's.
Are you serious?
Yeah, seriously. They
so you mean to tell me y'all going to have to wear fur coats when y'all go to bed?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, and 3 pairs of socks, you know.
Hold up, wait a minute.
Yeah, that was my thought. Remember I said on one of the previous shows that there's going to be an end in September, and the energy cap is going up to something like $4,000 a year or something like that. So we were paying like $2,000 a year. So it's pretty much doubled in cost of what we're going to be paying in energy.
Gas prices have come down here.
Yeah, they did. I finally got a chance to fill up my lawnmower for the first time.
Excellent. I bet there was clean.
Yeah, right. It was on a half or quarter of a tank every time I filled it up. Now I can fill the whole thing up since gas prices went down.
Wait until after they hear what I have to say.
Yeah.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness. This is a
what are the gas prices up there in Philly?
Yeah, actually, yes.
What are they up to now up there?
Well, actually, it's like three fifty-nine.
Oh, that's not bad.
Well, in Delaware, it's 3:38.
Yeah, here it's about 3:30 in North Carolina.
Yeah.
It's 4:45, 4:50 here in California.
Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. But it was $6 plus.
Yeah, California's always insane.
Well, Andy, you don't have to worry about that, brother.
No, I'll do about 200.
You just breathe air into your car, and that's full up, right?
Yeah, I do about 250 some miles for about $21.
That's crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
So,
and that's not fuel,
average...
of course. That's electric.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was gonna say, what's the average cost of electric to literally fill the car?
$22.
Well, it depends. Yeah, it's per kilowatt hour. Like your normal home electric billing, you know, I don't know what people pay across the country, but I remember paying about 10 cents per kilowatt hour, 9 or 8 cents some places, 12 cents other places. Mm. And Tesla, if you go to a Tesla supercharger, some are 28 cents, and sometimes at peak they go up to 54 cents per kilowatt hour. So I only go to supercharge right now. I don't charge my car at home. If I did, my cost to do that range I spoke of, 250 some miles, would go down to probably $11 or $12.
Right.
So Andy,
but I only go to supercharger. Yeah.
How much would it cost to buy a charger just to put in front of your house?
Are we talking about a San Diego charger or a football player?
No, a charger just to, you know, buy the whole charger, just to charge your car in front of your house.
Oh, I thought maybe buy a player and stick them in front of my house.
Oh, shoot, the San Diego chargers, no, keep them. Don't buy them.
Oh, they're in Los Angeles now, actually. We're not saying San Diego, they're in Los Angeles charger. No, but actually, a charger, it could run about $1,500, $1,200 to $1,500 for all the electrical wiring and everything else right around there. And it's not bad. But you know, I'm not going to do it where I live here. But you know, and also you don't have to buy a Tesla supercharger. You can go to specialists and talk to about the various options there are to charge your car. And also you got to remember this too: if somebody has solar, so they're not, you know, they've got solar and a charging device for electric car, their cost to charge the car is negligible. I mean, it's next to nothing. So, by the way, in California, by 1935, they're going to ban all gas vehicles.
Oh, I heard that.
By 1935.
1935.
I mean, by
1935. Wait a second.
We're going back in time.
I don't think we got plenty of time.
I mean, by 2035. Yeah.
they're going to ban all gas vehicle sales in the state of California.
What will they do with people that own cars where they just, you know, fill up with gas?
Well, you'll be able to drive. I mean, if people own cars, I guess they'll be able to have them here, I guess. But, you know, they'll probably start phasing that over time. And, of course,
yeah.
People coming from out of state. But there will not be any more car dealers that sell vehicles dependent upon fossil fuel for combustion.
Mm.
That will be no longer in the state
of
California.
Yeah, they're running out of, mechanical equipment for cars. It's like they're going to stop selling those, too. So people will have to be forced to get an electric car. That's my next car would be.
Yeah.
So, I got to tell you. And I've owned my electric car now for 2.5 years, whatever it's been. I got to tell you something. The car I have, which is a Tesla with a full self-driving capability, is so much fun, and it's so safe, and it's so intelligent. It's just remarkable. I mean, it hiccups here and there when I have an autopilot, and that's okay. It's not autonomous driving, and they make that very clear. It's a driver assist program, but it's amazingly capable considering that. But I got to tell you something. Having an electric car now and, you know, just zip by gas stations and not worry about a darn thing, it's phenomenal. It just, the entire experience of ownership and driving is completely different than any other vehicle I've ever owned, and I've been driving for quite a long time. It's remarkable. And I'm a strong advocate of electric cars. I was going to say, yeah, go hybrid, but not even hybrid anymore. Go all electric. There's no reason why you shouldn't go electric. There's no reason. There's no reason why not.
Yeah.
No reason.
Then you save a lot of money. You save money.
I can see an option in the future where you'd be able to order food from home, send your electric car out to a drive-through. The people put the food in the car, and the car drives back by itself and brings you your food.
Did y'all see on our news they created the first electric tractor trailer? It goes to the stop electric by itself. It drives by itself.
What's that?
Mm.
Electronic tractor trailer that, it's just like a Tesla tractor trailer.
Right.
And they complaining about stuff like that going to take a lot of people jobs from them.
It's always been a concern, isn't it, that technology is moving so far forward now that it's going to literally eliminate human need jobs.
You know, when you get these big rigs, they have gears, you know? They've got
the
first,
second, the third.
Yeah.
People are on the fourth, the fifth, the sixth, the 16th.
But in electric motors just have one. I mean, it's like driving a golf cart. You know, air, it just goes. And Elon's big, his big rig, his tractor trailer vehicle will be zipping across the nation with the supervisor, somebody in there managing the vehicle, but nobody will be able to, you don't have to drive the car, the truck will go all by itself on major highways back and forth across the country. And that's going to be amazing when that starts happening. And it's all the future. It's not like, wow, wouldn't that be great? It's actually happening. It's happening now. The development for all this technology is in place right now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Incredible.
So, Andy, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Andy, I have a question. How many miles can you go on one charge in your Tesla? Like, what's the mileage range?
Between 270 and 310.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
It might cost a little bit. It might cost to get the car, but it's worth it on the long run.
Oh.
Yeah, they're
expensive
because I was looking at the Teslas. I didn't realize it was that much money.
Yeah.
I didn't pay, the price went up significantly since I bought mine, which is September of 2019. Matter of fact, this full self-driving option, which wasn't even available outside of the highways, which was great, but I bought it anyway, $6,000. Now if you want to buy a Tesla with full self-drive option, which is software, they turn it on, turn it off, it's $12,000 for full self-drive. Now that option also includes remote automatic parking and summon. I can push a button, summon my car, it'll come get me. Which is amazing. I can back out of my garage all by itself. You know, just push a button on my phone. The phone in the car backs out of the garage by itself.
And you tell them about the jingles that your car do.
Oh yeah, my phone. A car will sing and does all those dances and lights go on and off. And there's a lot of fun stuff. They really loaded it up with entertaining kind of just little you know, things that don't really have anything to do with the operation of the vehicle as a car, but just different entertainment type of fun stuff that they put in. They're always upgrading and adding things all the time, all the time. It's all free. They give you get on your phone one day and say, oh, you have an update in your car. Oh, cool. And your car's connected to Wi-Fi. You download it. It downloads, and your car installs it. And you wait 25 minutes or so. Bam! Your car boots back up again like a computer with all these new updates. Maybe a new screen change, a new addition, a new entertainment, a new feature on the autopilot, a new something rather. You know, it's incredible. It's amazing.
Yeah.
But
have a studio.
Yeah, it's got a recording studio in the car. Yeah. Yeah, it's got that. I use that sometimes in the car. It's built in.
That's awesome.
Keyboard. So you can multi-track on keyboards. Now, I don't know why Elon put that in the car, but it's there.
It's good for musicians.
And also it's got, oh, my God, all these different sounds you can use to replace the horn, you know.
Yeah. That's hilarious.
It would be nice if you had one that says, only on the Andy Amanda Show.
I could do that. You can program your own. You can program your own and download it. Yeah.
When you beep the horn in the crowd or something like that and beep, it's only on the Andy Amanda Show.
The fun thing is, I got a security system. So it's got 8 cameras, and I can actually view those cameras on my phone remotely anywhere in the world. I can see what the car is seeing, right? And also on that screen is a microphone icon, so I can speak and wherever the car is, and my voice will come out about an octave lower. So you can say something like, use the force, Luke. And you can see somebody walking. Like I could be 1,000 miles away or 3,000 miles away from my car. Turn on the cameras and look at what the cameras see on my phone and talk to somebody when they're walking around my car just down the street. Yeah.
Use the force, Luke. Automobile, not a car, automobile.
Yeah, then people say, what? And I can flash the lights at them if it's, somebody really attractive. I can flash the lights and beep the horn. Even though I might be in New York and the car's in California.
That's amazing.
That's hilarious.
That's a scary thought right there.
Yeah. Oh, and talking of technology taking over and replacing human jobs, did you hear about that record label, Capitol Records, creating that first AI rapper, artificial intelligence?
Yeah, I've seen it. He got a $10 million deal.
Does that happen? How can you sign a deal with an artificial intelligence? What's the legal side of that? That makes no sense. Just like, how on earth did they manage to do that?
You know who's going to get paid? The guy who created the guy.
Yeah, but there's been like a major thing. Like there was a petition and all sorts to stop it, and I think they're not doing it anymore. He was getting more followers than a lot of people. This AI.
Well, I read they already had a financial issue because the robot wanted to ask for a paycheck. And
promised you nothing.
Yes.
And
it was a stereotype looking animation cartoon.
Green eyes.
Yeah, green. It had nose piercing. It had diamond chains. I'm like, well, what rapper looked like that?
Yeah, but it's a blatant disrespect, isn't it, as well?
I think so, too, sis. That's right, because people that... Like musicians, they very artistic with their, music, and then you got a guy just getting all the fans and all the you out there, you in there studio writing and doing all this other stuff.
He's got some great stuff. Have you guys heard some of his music? It's great.
I'm a fan of his.
It's right here. Look. Yeah, listen to this.
That's why I love that guy. I love him so much.
Yeah.
I play that on the weekend.
Yeah.
I hope they get rid of the petition because I really love that guy. Psych.
Psych! I know, right? Yeah, but it's stupid, isn't it? Because it's actually voiced by a human, but the only AI thing about it is the fact how they generated the lyrics, the chords, and everything else to do with the music. That's the only artificial intelligence and the way this thing moves. But it's actually a human doing the voice, so technically speaking, it's not AI. It's just that,
right. And
so
he's written, but they've gained.
Yeah.
I just can't believe how much money they've made on this.
I think it's $2.3 billion.
I mean, I would not pay to go to a concert to watch an image projected on the stage unless it was an image that was projected, like with all the greats, like they do, the artists that have passed, and you see them on the stage and it looks like they're really there. That is incredible. That's mind-blowing. That's a lot of fun.
But they looking at the kids. The kids will love it. They'll be like, oh, my gosh, I love this guy.
Yeah.
He's better than Vanilla Ice.
Oh, God. Yeah. Sorry, it's not going to work.
You know, this guy, this robot. He's going to go on tour. He's got a huge contract with Capitol Records, and he's starting to date. He's actually dating.
My
now.
Baby,
he
when you go out with me, money means nothing.
Yeah,
his element has been removed.
Yes, he probably got one of the top models.
Oh yeah,
unbelievable.
I know.
Hey, folks, if you want to join the show, it's really easy to do. Just pick
the number,
up your phone.
303-330-330 or 303-330.
That's the number.
You never know who might pick up.
Yes.
That's the gamble.
Might be the rapper.
Yeah. Artificial intelligence. What's his name? FN Mecca or something like that, I think it is. Oh, man.
I would love to bring him on the Andy and Amanda show.
Oh, can you imagine that conversation?
He probably said, I don't want to talk to you guys. I want to talk to Andy Tesla.
Yes.
Yeah, oh, really? Yeah. My car likes that.
Yeah.
Do you know, I was going to say something before. I forgot what it was. No idea. Oh my goodness. I know what it was.
Oh,
I know what it was. I was going to mention. I know this. I want to see if we are ready to place odds as to how much time is going to go by before we read the headlines of an indictment being handled down against Donald Trump.
Oh. Okay. What are we
I would
talking
say
about
next week.
Gamble.
I'm going to be liberal about it. I don't mean that politically. I mean, create a cushion and say 3 weeks to a month, right in there, 3.5 weeks.
Yeah.
But it might happen before that.
Hmm.
If any member of Congress, any senator, any lawmaker confiscated top secret classified documents in their home, we'd have to bring them cookies on Sunday if they'd already be in jail.
Right. Okay.
Anyway.
People are getting locked up for stealing cookies out of the cookie jar. So why? What's going on? This guy done did everything.
Yeah. It really is. It's crazy. It's going to be.
I heard today on the radio. I heard today on the radio, guys, that it's Michael Jackson's birthday today, so he would have been 64.
Really? Happy birthday, Michael Jackson.
Oh,
how old would he have been?
Michael Jackson's birthday today, 64 years old, he would have been.
Wow.
64?
Oh, my God. Oh.
He was amazing, man. I never seen nobody dance like him, and music is incredible.
Yeah.
That's why we have to get his best friend on the air.
I saw a YouTube concert last night, or a big part of it anyway, of the Rolling Stones in Berlin earlier this summer, about a few weeks ago, this month in Berlin. And to see Mick Jagger out there approaching 80 years old, like he's 30, I mean, incredible. And the Rolling Stones, they've been at it. That was 180th performance in Germany, 180 performances. I'm watching this video, and I'm like, look at Mick Jagger. Like, he's 30 years old. He's almost 80.
You know what? He's given a lot of musicians that think they basically are too old to travel and all. He gave it all musicians. If Mick Jagger can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I can do it with a walker.
Yeah.
I can do it in my imagination.
And he's jumping all over the place. He remember all his songs, and he's doing it big. Rolling Stones are like... the icons.
Oh, yeah.
Are they from America?
No, UK, darling.
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
You did not know the Stones are from the UK. Oh, my God. Seriously, now? Come on, Andy. Amanda, I mean, we know that.
Yeah.
I mean,
I never thought
the Beatles are from the UK, too, right?
Yes.
So
what's my favorite?
Part of British.
Yes, my favorite artist is Ozzy Osbourne, and he's from the UK.
Yes, he is. We got one of the Rolling Stones buried here in my hometown, which is very cool, and you get a lot of tourists come and visit his grave every year.
Is that Brian Jones?
Yeah, that's right, Brian Jones, yeah.
He's buried right there.
Yeah. Bless
in your backyard?
From this town originally, so. Sorry?
Oh, in your town. In your, not in your backyard.
Oh, no. Oh, God, no. Can you imagine? Oh, I could charge people. That would be excellent. Let's come and see the grave.
Yeah.
But no, but what I mean is your hometown. You know what I mean? Nerds, he's right there in your, not literally,
yeah.
but he's right there in your hometown. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. So is Duran Duran.
What, in my hometown?
Yeah. Y'all taking all, y'all got all the great, well, y'all don't got Willie Nelson. I'm just joking.
No, this is true. No, this is true. We haven't, I mean, yeah, we've got a lot of great artists.
Willie Nelson's still alive.
I can't believe it. Willie Nelson's been looking, it's been over 30 years. He still looked the same since I was a kid.
Well, you know, what you start looking at? We got to figure out how we're going to leave the world for Keith Richards.
Oh.
Yeah.
You know, So, you know, he'll be the last man standing, I'm sure.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, probably. Wow.
That guy's amazing. Amazing.
Yeah,
Willie Nelson is, one in a million.
He never aged because he always looked at old. I
Some
mean, Andy, when you
so
were 12,
amazing.
He still looked the same, didn't he?
Man, how old is Willie Nelson now? Does anybody know?
That's what I'm saying. It's like Willie Nelson was 100 when I was 2.
Yeah, man.
He's in his 80s. Yeah, he's got to be 85, somewhere in there.
Yeah, if he was born in the 30s, right?
He's 89 years old.
Yeah, he'd be 80. He was born in 31 or 33, right in there.
33, yeah. 29th of April, 1933.
And he still looked the same.
Yeah. Man,
he's
man.
Good. Yeah,
and
he's
great.
Well, isn't he?
And so good. So good.
Yes, he's
like
very good.
Like a Twinkie.
You know who I liked who left us too early, who was a great musician, amazing drummer, too, was the original members of the group, the band, Levon Helm.
Oh,
wow.
Who sung the song, Take a Load Off Manny.
Did he take
the weight?
Oh,
song,
man.
Take a Load Off Manny. Levon Helm was great.
Wow.
I
love talking about music and artists. It's just so cool.
Yeah. So is Johnny Cash.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
How about the guy that sing like, who's that guy?
Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
Bob Dylan.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Bob
Dylan.
They held Johnny Cash and Willie Nelson had a group. I forgot the Wheelbarrow.
The hometown the traveling Wilburys. No.
The traveling Wilburys.
Yeah, that's them. Whoa, I got it. Whoa.
Yeah, they had some great songs.
Yeah, I'll be darned. Yeah.
Incredible.
Johnny Cash was born. Johnny Cash was as old as Willie Nelson. He was the same age, about 132.
Wow.
Yeah. And
wow, that's amazing. All those guys, they toured with James Brown. They all were like friends.
Oh, wow. Do you know, this is quite hilarious. There was rumor in my family going back many years ago that we were related to Bing Crosby. And I was just like, no, you're kidding me. Like some sort of great, not uncle or... I don't know if it was grandfather. I can't remember now on my mum's side. But nobody, I mean, there was talk about it in the family, but nobody can actually fully trace it back. So nobody's really, you know, claimed that title, but it was always talked about in the family.
Wow.
So, fascinating stuff.
And, James Brown was the same age as Johnny Cash.
Yeah,
he died just a few years later after Cash. He died in 2006. Yeah, Dan Brown was amazing too.
And you know what's so crazy? Speaking of that, Amanda, somebody used to tell me that I was related to James Evans from Good Times.
Oh, really?
Wow.
We had the same hairline.
Oh,
Good
my
Times,
goodness.
Andy, James Evans.
Yeah,
I think he was number one in his class.
Yeah.
Remember the Good Times? They never got out the project. I'm like, geez. I mean, JJ was an artist. They did everything possibly. They married a football player, and they still can't get off that fourth floor in the projects. I'm like, geez. That's not a good show to watch. I guess I'll start watching The Jeffersons.
I think the only relation we've
there
got
you go.
Mozzie
moving on up to the east side, eh?
Yes.
I think the only relation we've
listen,
got
this
to
is the way it is.
White Christmas.
Yeah. About time, man. We wanted to move up, man. I was like, geez. And then The Cosby Show came out. I was like, wow. There is hope.
Wow.
Man. Well, guys, you know, we're going to have to wrap up here. I can't believe it, but I guess that's a get kicked off music.
You want me to rap it?
I'll if you rap, yeah.
Oh, check
calls.
It out. The Andy and Amanda Show ready to go. We got Andy, Amanda, and Elisa on the flow. I'm the coordinator, Cornell, that's on the show. So when you listen to the Andy and Amanda Show, say ho, ho, ho-ro.
That's pretty darn good.
Nice
that was really good. That was pretty good.
Ooh, you're in this funky music in the background. Yeah. Ooh.
Yes.
I feel that vibe.
Yes. Sounds like Buckwheat Zydeco to me.
Yeah.
There's another great who died too early.
Who, Buckwheat?
Anyway, we got to go, folks. Yeah.
Who shot Buckwheat? Look at him.
Buckwheat. We got to go.
Buckwheat, you know I got to
go. Okay, guys, I'm
going to
head out.
Take care, Lisa.
Oh, let me hear it again. That was
have
great.
A good night.
Cornell, that was great. Lisa, listen to this Buckwheat. Do it again. Do it one time, Cornell.
I am Buckwheat. I just want to say we love the Andy and Amanda Show.
Oh, my God. That was perfect.
Yes. Yeah, thank you, Lisa.
Really
we very love you. We love you very. That's how you say it?
That was good. That was good. Folks, we'll see you Wednesday, right? 6 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time out of New York. That's New York time, whatever time it is in your corner of the world. We'll be right here on the Andy and Amanda Show. And just remember, folks, you can get into this show live and join this crazy conversation. Talk about what you'd like to talk about, what's going on in the news, the world, love, life, sex, happiness, film, music, whatever it is, we talk about it. The number is 515-605-9888. And Amanda, I'll turn it over to you to get us out of here and wish everybody adieu and a good day and a good evening.
Okay.
Alrighty then. So, on behalf of my amazing co-host, Andy Kimball in California, Hollywood, and myself, Amanda Love, here in the UK, our amazing coordinator, Cornell Butler, in Delaware, and thank
my
you so much.
My name is Buckwheat. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah,
Buckwheat.
Okay. That's our
yes.
new coordinator.
Yes.
And, yeah, thanks, Lisa, for calling in and always being a cool person on the show. And thank you so much to the listeners for joining us, and hopefully, you know, enjoyed the first show back after 2 weeks. And come and join us again on Wednesday. Wait, it is Monday today, right?
Yeah, okay.
Monday, yes. So we're back live Wednesday. And for those few podcast listeners, man, those numbers are looking so great.
Thank you
so much. We hope you enjoy listening as much as we do. I'm not sure what we do, but anyway, whatever it is, we hope you enjoy it as much as we do, whatever it might be. You don't know.
Okay.
Okay. Oh, yeah, okay. You know, yes, we're here.
Sisters.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, my.
And
what?
I don't know. we'll be back Wednesday.
Okay.
Right? Okay. Take care, folks. We'll see you then. Tune in live. And remember, please do call the show. Again, 515-605-9888. We go on at 6 to 7 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, New York time. There we go. See you Wednesday. Take care, folks.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.